is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from New York City. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I hope you've had a tremendous week because the week is done. We're getting ready for Saturday. We're getting ready for college football. We're getting ready for NFL football. Damn it, we got college football tonight. I got you right now. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Right here with me, or I'm right here with him in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Bad news on a Friday. A lot of conversations about injuries and concussions and calves and Achilles and shoulders. And this is what we like, right? This is the NFL. It's a violent game. The sport is violent. It's contact. Guys get hit and guys go down. And damn it, we got guys who haven't even shown up for work yet. And of course, last night, we saw what happened with Tua Tagovailoa. Another concussion. This is the third concussion for Tua Tagovailoa. And forget the third concussion. This is the third concussion for Tua Tagovailoa that is on record in the NFL. And if we go back to college, he had another concussion. This is four concussions that we know for Tua Tagovailoa that have taken place since 2019. It's 2024. This is not a good pace for anybody. So we're going to talk about Tua. We're going to get into, unfortunately, some of the other injuries that are or have taken place in the NFL. Christian McCaffrey still not playing. It appears that he's even being considered to go on injured reserve, which would knock him out for about a month. We got Marquise Brown, who's dealing with a shoulder injury. He's likely to be gone months. And then we got, even got a guy in the NFL. People are looking at T. Higgins going, you faking that injury? Are you really hurt? Are you just you're not happy about your contract tag? $21 million a year. Sign me up. I'll take it. So we got a lot to get into, but it's so good to be here. If you want to contact us, you can do it. The phone number is 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you?
I'm good, JR. Good to have you in studio. Actually, I might be doing better in a moment here. I just found on the ground.
Is that a fortune cookie?
A Powerball ticket.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to look up these numbers here, this is from March 23rd.
I was going to say, you're a thief, but you can't steal something that's old.
That's true, and is it stealing if I found it on the floor? So I'm going to punch these numbers in just to be safe.
Yes,
I did see a report that someone threw out I don't know if it was Powerball, Mega Million, someone threw out a winning ticket recently. This could be it, and in an hour, if I find out I win, it's nice seeing you.
Didn't you just say it expired in March?
Right, but, I mean, you got to just mean it. Doesn't mean it wasn't a winner. Maybe just they didn't realize it yet.
Oh, so yeah, you're going to still cash it in.
Maybe, well, I'm going to check. It doesn't hurt, right? What's the worst that happens? You're saying no money.
You go ahead and do that in a break and let me know.
Well, if I don't come back, you'll know the answer.
Oh, damn. I can't go. I can't get a scrap.
You know what? I'll call you. That's
a
fair.
Little bit?
Nice.
You're just going to leave me here?
That's fair. We'll get someone else to fill in for you and we'll have a night.
What a guy. I come back and this is how I get treated. My goodness. First, it was them stupid flies, by the way.
Oh. What's
that? The thing flew onto me. I batted it away. The wings were like black and red. And then I looked down and it appears that they've been stomped out on the street. So this is an invasive species in New York right now?
I think it's the lantern fly is the name technically.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. So you're advised to kill them. I guess they're not. They're not down by you in Georgia.
I ain't seen nothing in
Georgia. Oh, yeah.
No.
It's an epidemic. So if you see them walking out, step on them.
I walked into the building, and the thing flew on me, and I batted it away, and then I looked down, and then they were just like, oh, people have been stepping on them.
Yeah, they're just littered all over the ground right now. Dead ones everywhere.
It's an interesting city.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah, welcome back. I know. How about that? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As I was welcomed back, and unfortunately, like a lot of people,
I wasn't here last night, but I did get a chance to pop in and out on Thursday Night Football, which wasn't too much to watch as the Buffalo Bills decided to beat up on these Miami Dolphins again. You take a look at Josh Allen. He now has a record of 12-2 against the Dolphins. James Cook ended up with 3 touchdowns in the air, on the ground. He did it all, and this game was a waste of time. Sorry, unless you're a fan of the Buffalo Bills, and shout-outs and much love to all of our listeners and friends in Western New York, but this game was an ass-whooping. And Josh Allen didn't even have to do a lot of work, and he walked away unscathed. And we know he's been dealing with that hand injury. On the other hand, this is the big story out of the game. Hickey, as I say that, this thing is flying around. You can't see it over there, right? Is something flying in the
street? Oh, is it a moth? Yeah.
Not, is it a moth? It's kind of big. I don't know.
I think so.
As long as it's not one of them flies, I think we're good.
Yeah, this is, well, we got things flying everywhere now today.
Things are flying everywhere. Think something that's not flying around is speculation. We don't know what's going on with Tua Tagovailoa. He's the biggest story that came out of last night's game. Thursday Night Football. Yeah, him, Tyreek Hill, and Jalen Waddle, they stunk. 65 yards receiving total. It was just bad all the way around. Tua Tagovailoa went out there and threw 3 interceptions that helped lead to some of these scores. But in the third quarter, Tua went down. He dropped his head on a rush, ironically hit DeMar Hamlin. People, unfortunately, online had plenty of jokes. I don't know what's so funny about one guy with a history of head injuries and one guy who literally died on the field running into each other. But he ran into DeMar, and then his head ran into the ground. And then we saw Tua once again in a way that we have seen him before. On his back in what is now known, I know, as a fencing position. I would not know that if it weren't for Tua Tagovailoa. Because if we go back to 2022, he was diagnosed with 2 concussions. And then Tua Tagovailoa, we also remember, he got hit again. And everybody's just like, nah, that was a concussion too. Okay? It didn't need to be called a concussion for us to know it. He was knocked into next week. It wasn't good. And then out of that, we had so many conversations about Tua and whether or not he should continue on. If we go back to last offseason, if we go back to last year, if we go back to April of 2023, Tua, coming off of all of those head injuries, I don't give a damn what you call them, concussions, a bell rung, whatever, Tua said he had to consider retirement.
I considered it, for a time. Having sat down with my family, having sat down with my wife and having those kind of conversations. But really, it would be hard for me to walk away from this game with how old I am, with my son. I always dreamed of growing, playing as long as I could to where my son knew exactly what, he was watching his dad do. And it's my health, it's my body, and I feel like this is what's best for me and my family. So I love the game of football. If I didn't, I would have quit a long time.
Well, let's remember this. He just signed a 4-year, $212 million contract extension. Is what he just did this year. And if I got to go back to last month, okay, just last month, Tua was asked on Dan Le Batard's show about his own family. What did your family think about this? What did they feel about you continuing to play? This is what Tua said just last month.
I would say for sure, especially with what happened with the concussions and whatnot, but we went and seen a doctor. I got to go see the doctor and whatnot. Got to get all the information that I needed to hear from him on whether it was a good idea or whether it wasn't a good idea. And got to sit down with them, and I basically told them what I wanted to do.
Who was the most vocal in your family telling you, why don't we just stop this? I love you too much. Football's too dangerous. It's just dangerous.
It wasn't too vocal, but it was just brought up. Like here and there, like, I don't think you should continue to play and whatnot, but we'll always support what you want to do. And it's more so like my mom.
Of course, mom. Mom is always going to look after you. She's always going to care about your well-being, short term and long. Of course it was his mom. But how many more? It was uncomfortable watching him get smacked around 2 years ago. It was uncomfortable watching him get hit last year. And when you openly discuss retirement, it is really a possibility. That's just flat what it is. And we got a lot of people who are saying that Tua needs to go away. We got a lot of people saying that he needs to rethink his football future. I mean, Shannon Sharp, who only a couple of days ago was on the internet for, his extracurricular escapades, he's jumping in. Lewis Riddick is jumping in. We got Dez Bryant, no longer in the NFL, jumping in. He needs to think about his future, and maybe he doesn't need to play. How about this? Antonio Pierce. This man is a Raiders head coach. He chimed in as well. Like, he got problems to worry about. Find a quarterback first. But Antonio Pierce, he was just like, Tua, he needs to stay his ass at home.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him 3 times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
Yeah, and we don't know what this means for Tua. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Nobody knows. That's the facts. But we do know that brain injuries and a history of brain injuries, as we've seen in NFL players, they can have catastrophic results. I mean, anything or anywhere from forgetting your keys later on in life or dementia. Tons of problems. Depression. We don't know. Tua can continue to play football for the next 5 to 10 years. He can finish out this contract. He play another 10 years. And what's going on may not show up in his life until later on. And there were already so many concerns about Tua Tagovailoa and his durability, his ability to be able to play in the NFL given his size. I mean, just last year he bulked up to take some of the hits. This man learned the art of falling via jiu-jitsu just to take the hits. And this past offseason, he got smaller. He lost weight because he wanted to have now more mobility. And it's like everything in life. You give something up, you got to add something in return. You lose a little, you gain something. And right now, it's treacherous for Tua. I remember when Alex Smith, broke his leg, shattered his leg, almost 20 surgeries to come back. There was a part of me that was thrilled to see that he was able to, bounce back, and he won Comeback Player of the Year. And forget all of that. He's been an inspiration to so many. With Tua Tagovailoa, you can put it out of your mind when he's throwing an 80-yard touchdown slant to Tyreek Hill. But ultimately, it's tough to now watch Tua Tagovailoa at any point, if and when he comes back. We don't know. And to not think about his health and well-being. He went in and dropped his shoulder. He went in and dove and put his head into Damar Hamlin. And then he was the one who ended up on the ground, his head bouncing off the ground. And he was knocked silly and cold. And out of it. And I don't want to see this guy play football. I'd love to see him healthy. I ain't getting a dime of his money. That's something that he has to figure out. That's something that his family has to figure out. But I'll tell you this, we have reached a point of no return for me. With Alex Smith, he came, he played, he retired. I think he showed that he can come back and do something. You can go out there and do it too. With Tua Tagovailoa, it's just like, when's the next one? He is 26 years old. Tua Tagovailoa is 26 years old. You want to tell me that Tua, he doesn't have football in front of him? I just told you about the contract he signed. You want to tell me that he's not going to get hit again? You want to tell me that he's not going to go down? Everybody who plays in the NFL knows about the risks, knows about the pain that you're going to feel during and after and well into your life. Whether you're limping or that knee hurts or those fingers are mangled or you need injections or you're in pain or there's a part of your body that you always have. Everybody who plays football, everybody who plays a sport, the consequences of putting your body through those rigors. Let me tell you, son, there ain't nothing more important than your brain. You got a heart, you got a brain. You got something that gets everything pumping, and you got one thing that directs everything else that you do. And as far as I know, you only get one. You just can't wake up and go shopping for a new brain. Maybe on Canal Street down the block, Hickey. Maybe they have back alley brains, but you can't get another one. You got one. You get one body, as far as I know. Yeah, we can fix her up, or, you know, go under the knife, get cleaned up, this and that. You get one. You got to take care of it. And I just hope that Tua, whatever the hell he does, that he's taking care of himself. Head coach Mike McDaniel, he spoke to the media today, and he says, you know what? I don't want folks talking about Tua's future, because it's about Tua right now, his health overall.
It would be so wrong of me to even sniff that subject, and it's more in line of actually caring about the human being. And, you know, that's something that entirely, you're talking about his career, right? His career is his, you know, and that's something that I think I just really, really, really wish. I totally understand it, and it's not misplaced. I totally get how that's where people want to go to. I just wish that people would for a second hear what I'm saying, that bringing up his future is not in the best interest of him. So, you know, I'm going to plead with everybody that, you know, that does genuinely care, that should be the last thing on your mind.
It should be the last thing on your mind. I hope Tua is good. If he comes back and plays football, if he's cleared to play football, it ain't going to be a minute that I'm not thinking about, hey, when's the next time? I wouldn't mind if he stepped away, but that's his decision, not mine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot of injuries in the NFL. We got players who are having to deny injury or faking injury. We got guys, superstars, future Hall of Famers who might be going on injured reserve. Hi, Christian McCaffrey. Man, we even got a golfer, most famous golfer of all time. This man just had another surgery. Does Tiger Woods have any back left? Like, what are they operating on at this point? There's got to be something back there. We're going to get into college football. We have some guests who are going to come through and join us. How about this? Merrill Hodge, former NFL player and analyst, is going to come through and join us. Yeah, you know, Mel. Dieter Kurtenbach is going to come through and join us. We need to talk about what's going on with Christian McCaffrey and the 49ers and what happens if this man is gone for more than a month. We got a lot to do. We're just getting started. If you want to call me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Happy Friday. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, unfortunately, we talked about Tua Tagovailoa. We all saw the head injury yesterday. That's at least his fourth head injury that we've all witnessed out on a football field. And we have no idea what his status is. Skylar Thompson is obviously going to take over for their next game against Seattle. That comes through in about 10 days. And Tua, he might be gone for a couple of weeks or months, or we don't know when he's going to return. And that is dire for a quarterback, and it's dire and terrible for someone dealing with a head injury and head issues. I think we all know that pretty much. There's another guy in the NFL. You know who he is. His name is Christian McCaffrey, highest paid running back in the game, makes about $16 million per year. He's the centerpiece. He's the engine for the San Francisco 49ers and their offense, that loaded, stacked offense. And earlier today, not too long ago, a few hours ago, we learned that Kyle Shanahan said that Christian McCaffrey is not going to be playing against the Minnesota Vikings. And the fact is, we heard from Christian McCaffrey just a few days ago. He says, hey, I'm always, moving forward with the intent, and I'm always preparing to go out there and play. And then when asked about whether or not we could see Christian McCaffrey out longer, well, head coach Kyle Shanahan said, yes, that they're considering potentially putting him on injured reserve. And if his calf and if his Achilles, if it's bothering him that damn much, sit him down. This is a stacked offense. It is not necessary to run Christian McCaffrey out there at the beginning of the season if he's not healthy. And so it's one thing to say, hey, you missed one game. It's one thing to say, hey, you're going to miss two games. If he ain't ready, then sit him out for a month. The 49ers are still going to be in playoff contention. The most important thing is having him out there on the football field and being healthy. And if it means we do not see him until October, the end of October, then so be it. If they can't generate offense, then they need to find something else to do. Kyle Shanahan is supposed to be this offensive genius. We saw what Jordan Mason did. The backup in his spot went out there and rushed for 147 yards while Christian McCaffrey was just on the sidelines. Keep him there. Ain't no point in having this man out there if he ain't healthy. He's the guy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Boy, I love your show. I love what you do. I really do. I listen all the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, hey, I heard you talking about these, I think they're called spotted lantern flies.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Here's my story.
Oh, you have a story about these flying, I want to call them rats, yeah. But they're not big enough. Those are pigeons.
Yeah, I'll make it quick, though. But okay. Anyways, I work for a trucking company, but they have literature of this stuff at work. In case we see them, we're supposed to report them. I'm thinking, I never saw these before in my life. But today, I was by Pittsburgh. I got out of my truck, and I stepped on one. And I thought, what in the heck? So I started to look around. I made a few more steps, and they were jumping all over the place. So, of course, I jumped right back in my truck, and I got out of there.
You thought you were being attacked? You thought this was like a plague?
Yeah, I mean, they freaked out, though. But like for the next half an hour, I felt the itch. I kept grabbing my body, thinking they were on me, you know? This stuff will make you paranoid.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I would say at least you didn't get attacked by the lantern flies. That's a good thing. I like that.
Oh, man, those are crazy. But where'd you see them at? New York? Is that what you said?
Yes, I saw it right out here at the studio. Right in Manhattan. Yes.
I heard there's an infestation all over the United States of them.
Oh,
so I don't know.
I haven't seen one in Georgia yet. I don't know. Maybe the bigger bugs are eating them. We got dragonflies in Georgia. Maybe the dragonflies are eating them. I don't know.
Hopefully you can get rid of them somehow because they're kind of nasty.
Well, it's getting cold, so I assume everything outside is going to die for a little while, maybe.
But anyways, I got you on the phone. If you could comment on maybe the Steelers-Broncos game this week, and I'm a Steelers fan, that'd be cool. I appreciate it, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you so much for calling from PA. Thank you. The Steelers, I assume that Russell Wilson isn't going to play. As of right now, he's questionable. We know that Bo Nix is going to be out there. You would think that, I was hoping it was going to be a revenge game with Russell Wilson, but it doesn't even look like he's going to go out there and play. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to Mike Tomlin. He spoke earlier, and he said, Russell Wilson, he's questionable.
Regarding Russell's availability, I'm going to list him as questionable. And so, obviously, if his availability is questionable, then starting is less so. But we've been in that mindset all week, man. Like I've said, we've been focused on getting Justin ready to play, and we'll continue in that mindset as we push forward toward game time.
Man, I don't know. This is going to be another ugly game. The Steelers know how to muck a game up. The Steelers are the plumber who comes over to your house. The truck is dirty out front. Plumber looks, I know we got plumbers listening. The plumbers look worse for wear. Plumber's ass crack is out. But he knows how to get the job done. It might not look pretty. He might leave some steps and stains on the house, on the floor. You got to wash everything when he leaves. It's just a trail of stuff. But he gets the job done. That's the Steelers. And so I know, yeah, Sean Payton is going to want to show up Russell Wilson, whether or not he's standing on the sideline or what have you. But it's hard for me to bet against the Steelers looking at another young team with a young quarterback in Bo Nix. It could go either way. I'm going to go with the Steelers. But I had mentioned Kyle Shanahan in this situation and Christian McCaffrey. Let's take a listen to what Kyle Shanahan had to say about putting Christian McCaffrey on injured reserve.
It's something we're considering now. Yeah, yesterday was his worst day. It's on and off, but with it yesterday having the most pain, something we're going to be discussing here in the next 24 hours.
Yeah. Sit him out for a month. They don't need Christian McCaffrey. They don't. Sit him out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a few more players, unfortunately, hurt, injured here in the NFL. I mean, damn, we even got a guy who's in a car accident. Thank God he's okay. I'm going to fill you in on the other side. And speaking of car accidents, yeah, hell of a transition. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods, who has had yet another back surgery. Hickey, does he have back left? Don't you have to have a back to have surgery? What's back there? Rods and titanium? What's in there?
Yeah, I think that's what they're operating on. Just moving out the rods, maybe bringing out the old, bringing in some new ones here. There's not much. Bone, no way.
What does his back look like? Does he got just like a bunch of incisions and scars back? Like, what's back there, man?
Nothing good.
He still wants to play golf, too.
Can he walk through a metal detector? I guess not,
man. No, come on.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
With that leg, the leg and the back?
Man, he's basically half robot at this point.
Tiger Woods has enough money. He needs to just, he's waiting until we can have cyborgs playing golf. And that way he'll be eligible. He'll just transfer part of his body into the RoboCop and then he'll just play. As simple as that. 855-212-4227. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. We actually have some NFL teams outside of injury. They might be screwed if they take an L. We'll get to that at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've only been through 1 week of the NFL season. We just had week two start last night between the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins, and we've already had so many conversations about injuries to Tua Tagovailoa. We have no idea when we are going to see Christian McCaffrey back out on the field. We just heard Mike Tomlin on the other side of the break describe Russell Wilson as questionable as the Steelers get ready to take on the Broncos. And even though this would lead you to believe that the Broncos would come away with a victory, I'm still going to take the Steelers in an ugly one because the Steelers know how to win ugly, like kicking six field goals to win a game. Speaking of ugly, this team doesn't win ugly. They're the best team in the NFL. They're trying to go for a three-peat, and they got some major injury news as well. Marquise Brown, who's been out, got hurt in the preseason, has been dealing with a shoulder issue. He gone. We are not going to see Marquise Brown playing against the Bengals, and not that the Kansas City Chiefs need him to beat the Bengals, just saying. But Marquise Brown is going to be out not weeks, but months. He's going to miss some serious time. He was supposed to be the big-time acquisition at the wideout position for the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid, he talked about him earlier today. He made it very clear he's going to be gone for a while.
It's not going to be weeks, more like months, and so we'll see where that takes us in this process. But that's the information we have, but we're just going to have to like hold tight on that. He had a tremendous training camp, and he was as excited as we were to get him in there. So, listen, things happen in this sport. I mean, it was kind of a freak thing. I mean, it's almost ridiculous. It happened to Tyreek and him, same place. They had the same docks. And so, I mean, so next time we play down there, I'm not going to use any receivers.
Well, if there's one thing I think at this point that the Kansas City Chiefs, that they don't need, It's wide receivers. Rashee Rice is still able to go out there and play. He has not been suspended. Nothing indicative that he will be. We probably won't get legal action taken against him until after the regular season is done. And so the Kansas City Chiefs are going to take on the Bengals. And we know the Bengals have been dealing with their own issues. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, he has been showing up to work. He did show up to work. We saw those Bengals go out there and lose, and it's just like, whoa, this is kind of ugly. And I don't think they're going to have a turnaround here against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's put it that way. We also have T. Higgins. He's been dealing with a hamstring issue, And T. Higgins also had to answer questions about whether or not he was faking his injury due to his contractual status. He did not get extended. The Cincinnati Bengals decided to place the franchise tag on T. Higgins. And he's just like, nah, man, I'm hurt. I'm not playing. And I think for the same reason that Ja'Marr Chase went out there, he won't leave his guys hanging. T. Higgins, I don't think he just would just sit out just to try to make a statement and voice his displeasure, because he has no leverage. It's actually in his best interest to go play football so he can get himself a new contract, likely with another team next year. And so to think he's sitting out to try to squeeze the Bengals? What? No. He would want to go out there and accumulate as much yardage and touchdowns as possible so he could get himself a new deal. I'm not buying that one. Someone, unfortunately, who is legitimately hurt, and that's with a neck injury, is Nate Wiggins. The Baltimore Ravens are going to take on the Raiders this upcoming Sunday, and Nate Wiggins has an injury. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with football. Listen to what his head coach, John Harbaugh, had to say.
Just really one thing. Nate was in a car accident a couple days ago. They were kind of working through it. Looks like he's not going to be able to make it to the game, so he'll be out for this game. No questions. He's fine. He's healthy. He's fine. He's just not going to be able to play.
Yeah, they were talking about his neck. It could be whiplash, as long as he's fine. Man, there's so many issues and people in vehicles and cars and accidents. And just be safe, especially on a day like today. And I know people you can have a little bit of a drink. You can do whatever you want any day of the week. But we know more people, you know, get a little loose on Friday. And so if you're out there on the road, just be safe. Keep other people in mind. Slow down just a little bit. Don't hurt or harm nobody. People have families. People have friends that love them and care about them. Accidents are inevitable, but they can be preventable. Like, here I am. Hey, Hickey, you ready for this? Here's a cliche, a good one. You ready?
Let's hear it.
And don't drink and drive.
Well said. Simple. Perfectly said.
It's a simple one. Just try to keep people alive, because these cars are not a game. You could be here one day, one second, and go on the next. So there you have it. Drive safe, all my people out there. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Mike is calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not bad at all. Thanks for taking my call. That's good advice for everybody. Be safe, right? That's always good advice. What I'm calling about is Tua. First off, I'm not a Dolphins fan. I know the Dolphins had and their fans had big aspirations for this season. I feel bad for Tua. I hope he heals up, gets back to playing as soon as possible. But big question, I think, is what do the Dolphins do now? With him not playing for weeks, maybe months, completely changes the AFC East. Do they go out and get a quarterback? Do they go out to a team that has maybe, we'll say, an extra quarterback like Jacoby Brissett, who may be expendable if Drake May is coming along fairly well? I think Jacoby Brissett played in the Dolphins for at least a year, so he's familiar with the team. Team's familiar with him. Do the Dolphins even go and get Tom Brady and bring him in? We know that the owner, Stephen Ross, has been wanting Brady forever. Brady is available. He's never said he doesn't want to play. Maybe this is the opportunity that they were looking for.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Boston. I'll go ahead and answer that. Let me make this very clear. It doesn't matter who the Miami Dolphins bring in at quarterback. Dolphins are cooked. And I don't know. I know they're big fish. I don't think you're supposed to. Is it illegal? It's illegal to cook, harm, or catch a dolphin. It's illegal, right?
Oh, definitely illegal. At least here.
Here?
Here in this country.
Okay. What happens? If I go catch a dolphin right now, what are they going to put me in cuffs? Who catches me? PETA? Environmental? Like, who puts me in cuffs?
Ooh, good question. I mean, you got the cops on the boats.
Oh,
not Coast Guard, but like the actual police. They have police boats, so probably them.
They're going to, hey, sir, we're arresting you for
poaching a protected animal.
Yeah,
you're a poacher.
Yeah, poaching a protected animal. Okay, there we go. All right, I can take it. And thank God for the dolphins. They're out there being free, making them noises and being cute and stuff until they're not cute. Good for them. But when it comes to the football Dolphins, they're cooked. They're done. All right? I didn't have faith in them with Tua Tagovailoa. I'm just being honest. And I've said this for weeks. I said this dating back to last year. Tua is not that guy when the weather turns, okay? And I hate to be talking about the guy negatively, as he might be sitting in a dark room somewhere trying to, you know, not throw up. I don't know. But when it comes to football, I haven't had the confidence in him. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a good dude. He can win you games. He can put up numbers. He can get you 30 touchdowns, get you 3,000, 4,000 yards. We've seen that. I'm confident in that. Do I think he can take you all the way through the postseason? No, I don't. Because I think he's going to run into, or would run into, teams that are just better. I don't think he's equipped. The Dolphins are a speed and finesse team, especially on offense. They're the greatest show on turf on grass. And I don't know if they're built to just punch you in the mouth. And so with Tua Tagovailoa out, we don't know for how long. We have zero clue when and if he's going to return. Anybody that they throw back there is not going to be no fixer-upper. Nobody's just coming over. It's not like driving. Hickey, you ever been on the bus? And actual the bus driver, they switch shifts?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah. You get off, and one they take their time. Why they take their time? Just
the worst.
They can do it in 2 seconds.
It's always like an hour into, like when you're kind of getting settled in, we're right. Pulling over. No, come on.
Yeah, they pull.
Keep going.
They pull a bus over, and some other person bus driver. Shout out to the bus drivers. I know there's a bus driver listening. Hurry up and get off the bus next time. There's a bus driver who comes on, and he has to situate his lunch, and then has to move the mirrors around. I know you have to move your mirrors. They have to adjust the seat. And I'm like, yo, the light is green. At least go, right? Don't wait. This is not that easy. You know, trying to take the Miami Dolphins to the postseason and win a championship isn't as easy as two bus drivers, you know, switching shifts. This offense is perfect for Tua Tagovailoa. It's based on, hey, I'm going to hand the ball off to the running backs, play action, or I'm going to dump the ball off quickly to one of these fast receivers with Waddle or Hill. As simple as that. I'm not a quote-unquote football man. I'm not a football guy. But the offense is pretty simple. And I don't think just throwing, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill off the couch is going to make a difference. And Tom Brady, spare me. Please. Please. If Tom Brady decides to quit to go play for the Miami Dolphins, I'm going to call Tom Brady a quitter. That's it. I do not need to see this man playing football. I know there was, I forgot the guy's name, Delvin, whatever, Hodges, I don't know, some former NFL QB is just, oh, yeah, Tom Brady's coming back, bank on it. No, no. Stay home. Stay in a booth. This man can't make up his mind. And if Tom Brady can't make up his mind, then I think we all know why the supermodel decided to hang out with the other guy. Can't make up his mind. He didn't know whether he wanted to retire. He's done. We've been going 2 years now. Take a hike, Tom Brady. Hickey, what do you think? Are we done with Tom Brady? Yes, right?
I hope so. I mean, yes. No, we're done. I just don't know when we'll be done with the speculation. Like, remember with Andrew Luck when he retired? Every year it felt like, oh, he's coming back. Oh, you know, if someone gets hurt, they'll call Andrew Luck. I think this maybe last year, but this feels like the first year where actually people have given up on whole Andrew Luck coming back. So that's, what, 5 years since he retired? 6 years?
2019. He shocked everybody.
Maybe we'll get to, like, 2027, 2028 before people stop throwing Tom Brady's name out there anytime a quarterback gets hurt.
Does he have to be AARP? Like, does Tom Brady have to collect a Social Security? Does Tom Brady, not that he needs it, does Tom Brady need to be pushed along at the airport in one of them wheelchairs before people go, all right, let's give it up on Tom Brady?
I think even then you have fans. Well, he's not a mobile quarterback anyway, so just sit back there and throw it around. No. It'll be all right.
If you want Tom Brady, turn on Fox, okay? If you want Tom Brady, turn on Fox. What the hell is the game? What's the game this afternoon? Hey, I got to look it up. What is this? Let's see. And maybe it's going to be a better game than that Cowboys-Browns crap that we just got.
They don't have Bengals-Chiefs, right? I don't think. I think that's a CBS game.
That'd be the second game of the afternoon, right? Let's see. Rams-Cardinals? Oh, yuck. Oh, man. Oh, that's what it looks like. Rams-Cardinals.
That's what they have? Oh, boy.
Yeah, on Fox, yeah. And well, at least we can see if Marvin Harrison Jr. can, I don't know, have more than one catch for 4 yards. Kyler Murray's still trying to figure out if he should force him the ball, and I don't know. That's not going to be a why they couldn't get Tom Brady better games than this crap. Who wants to see this Rams Cardinals? Cardinals are still trying to.
Oh, even worse.
What?
It's actually not that game.
Okay.
It is Cowboys Saints.
That's 4 o'clock?
At 1 o'clock. They're moving him up.
What?
They are moving him up for whatever reason.
So he can call a blowout? I mean, that's going to be a high scoring game. Wow. Tom Brady at 1. I thought America's game of the week was at 4 o'clock.
I guess if CBS has the game of the week with Bengals Chiefs, they said, why compete? We'll just go in the earlier slot. Wow. I don't know.
Wait, I only thought Fox could do game of the week. CBS can do game of the week, too?
Well, I mean, not they don't have the title. I don't think they want to get sued. But whatever the big CBS game is that they have that week, I guess they trade off. And because Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, I think, had a 1 o'clock game last week. So maybe they take turns trading who's in the later window slot.
I cannot keep up. All I know is I show up to work when I need to, even if I'm getting attacked by lantern flies, whatever these things are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, hey, by the way, if the Saints lose, they're cooked. I'm going to tell you about some other teams could be cooked as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.